natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess we're not going to have our regularly scheduled guest this morning, so it's going to be you and me, and the number is 1-970-689-8255-970. Maybe we have our guest. Do we have our guest here?
Hi, Dr. Stan, it's Jerry Corsi.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you with us this morning. Anyway, good. Anyway, I was afraid there might have been a mix-up again.
No.
I apologize for last Monday. That was my
we got our schedules all crossed
this morning.
Up.
It called in a week early. So
we got our schedules all crossed up last week, but that's last week.
That was my fault, not yours. Anyway, so good to have you with us. What are we going to talk about?
Well, whatever you'd like. Shall we start?
Let's talk about what's going on financially from your point of view, because I know you have your
thing
to talk about. And I think that this is so vitally important that people understand. I saw Ben Bernanke interviewed on the on 60 Minutes last night, first time the acting chairman of the Fed has ever been done an interview, and of course it was always to try to get the American people to think everything's going to be all right. As he said, certainly last year, why the Congress voted to give money to the financial system, if we don't get the financial system working, why nothing's going to change. And of course last year Congress did not vote to give money to the financial system. They voted it to stop the cascade of home foreclosures. I guess he forgot that Henry Paulson promised Congress the money was going to go up to Main Street, not to Wall Street. And then as soon as he got his hands on that $700 billion, he gave the money to Wall Street. In fact, he couldn't even give it all away. There wasn't enough demand for the money. He couldn't give away the $700 billion. And yet he steadfastly refused to do anything to help the homeowners. So, I'd like to know what your thoughts are and what's going on.
Well, Dr. Stan, first of all, I got my PhD in political science.
Oh, in political science, okay.
I did take a lot of graduate courses in economics, and I had a double major in college in economics and political science. And I also worked extensively. I spent 25 years working in financial services marketing.
Okay.
Working with banks around the world to create private banking divisions that would consult with clients on their retirement needs with bank customers, selling annuities and mutual funds in those years. What I see going on right now in the administration, the Obama administration, is an attempt to jawbone up the economy. Certainly Ben Bernanke was doing that in 60 Minutes. And the Obama administration's changed their rhetoric almost 180 degrees. I mean, they've completely now gone from this is the worst economy ever, and we've inherited a disaster, and it will be a catastrophe if you don't pass this economic stimulus bill immediately. Those were Barack Obama's themes less than a month ago. And now we see Larry Summers, one of Obama's chief economic advisors, coming out and saying, well, let's cheerlead the economy, let's cheerlead the economic stimulus bill. And I'll be writing in the WorldNet Daily and in my Red Alert newsletter, redalert.wnd.com, that there is a tremendous amount right now of market manipulation going on by the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is pouring billions of dollars in repo agreements into their primary securities dealers in an attempt to boost up the economy and to boost up the stock market in advance of the G20 meetings in April in London. And I think in London there'll be a major attempt to manipulate the International Monetary Fund and perhaps even move towards creating a new global currency. I expect there to be major steps taken, because right now almost all the fiat currencies of the world, including the dollar, are in distress. And have the potential to go into hyperinflation. So the manipulation going on right now, which you see in what's essentially a bear rally, I don't expect the stock market is going to probably move sideways here for a while around the 7,000 range. I don't expect a strong gain in the stock market until after the IMF comes to stage and starts manipulating the world economy. We might see the stock market run up to 8,000 or 9,000. But I don't think that it's really reflecting anything except market manipulation by the Fed.
It's collapsing. I mean, Taiwan, factory output's down, I think, 45%. Japanese factory output's down 30%. Poor old Japan's been in a recession since about 1990, and things are getting worse now, 20 years later.
Well, the globalists had argued that globalism was advancing to the point where the world was not dependent on the U.S. consumer, which was, of course, a lie. China's probably lost 20 million jobs in this economic downturn. The recession officially started on December 2007. In December 2007, we had two quarters down of the economy subsequent to that, two quarters in a row of negative growth in the beginning of 2008, and we're still in negative growth. So the recession has been it looks like it'll last longer than the traditional recessions since the end of World War II. This could easily be a couple of year recession, and maybe the longest since the Great Depression. The world economy has suffered because the U.S. consumer has suffered, and the U.S. consumer has suffered both in the globalism, the outsourcing of jobs, outsourcing of manufacturing jobs to China, outsourcing of service jobs to India, and importing an underclass, which we've done from Mexico. So jobs at the lower skill levels and lower pay have also been competed for. You can't send your lawn to China to get it cut, so we import an underclass from Mexico to compete for those lower paying jobs. And as a result, the U.S. consumer has suffered. As housing values have come up from the 2006 housing prices about doubled. And people have got to take their housing price where they think it was at the height and cut it in half. That's probably what the house is really worth in a fairly valued market today. So there's been a tremendous loss of wealth in this recession. Probably something like 18% of U.S. wealth has been lost. That's what the Federal Reserve reported at the end of last week. With that, the middle class in the United States has squeezed tremendously. The U.S. consumer has quit spending, and the world economy has gone into a deep recession as a consequence. There is no global economy that is not, the entire global economy is dependent on the U.S. consumer. Without the U.S. consumer being active and vital in spending, there is no global economy.
No, well, they've certainly, confused people's outlook. Most people cannot see what's going on. They know something's seriously wrong, but, a lot of this just doesn't make sense. And, of course, they keep, the leaders keep saying, what we've got to do is get the financial markets unlocked. All we've got to do is get the financial markets moving. Well, I mean, they've given them a lot of money, and what have they done with it? Why, they spent money to India. They sent money to China. They sent money to Dubai. They sent money to Spain. They sent money all over the world. But they're not, helping a lot of our industries. And we've seen many of our major industries, many of our major retailers going down because they can't borrow money. They made it impossible for them. It's almost as if they're wiping out their competitors. Do you ever have that feeling that the people in the big banks who interlock their board of directors interlocks with the board of directors of many other corporations are simply getting rid of the competitors? We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi right here at the American in Network.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
S&S Repair in Sterling reminds our listeners, safe driving isn't child's play. Safety behind the wheel starts with you, and part of that means not talking on your cell phone or only using a hands-free device while driving. That's from S&S Repair, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. A fact based on automotive expertise, backed by the right equipment and proven by customers who won't trust their cars to anyone else. Located at 115 Broadway Street in Sterling. Call Ken at 970-526-2668. Specializing in electrical and auto service and general auto repair.
Well, as we stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and I was just commenting, certainly, that we're being told, oh, if we could only get the financial markets working, if we could only get them lending, and yet, are the big banks really trying to solve our problem, or are they part of the problem? They're certainly lending, but they're lending to other countries. Why aren't they lending to our major corporations here in the United States?
Well, Dr. Stan, the problem with the banks is the way the Federal Reserve has operated, in going back to Alan Greenspan, is Greenspan was only capable of producing bubbles. The entire strategy of the Federal Reserve under Alan Greenspan was to create low interest rates. First, we had the dot-com bubble, and that burst at the end of the Clinton administration, about 1999. And then 2003, 2004, Alan Greenspan kept interest rates at about 1%, which was an historically long period of time to keep rates that low. What happened was that fueled the subprime housing market. Democrats and Republicans alike have been pushing this idea that the poor should own homes back to the passage of the Community Reinvestment Act in 1977 under the Carter administration. And the Democrats fueled Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac as the two mortgage giants, government-sponsored entities that essentially bought mortgages and packaged them into securities backed by the federal government, insured mortgages. And the problem is that this collapsed when interest rates started for government. Insured mortgages have lost tremendous amounts of assets and capital because the banks were major purchasers of these securitized mortgages that were packaged by Wall Street and sold back to the banks. In that process, the banks have stopped lending. The banks, first of all, have mostly gone out of business, probably without the Federal Reserve injecting billions of dollars of capital into the system as bailouts or overnight lending through the discount window or other facilities. The banks would have closed across the country. And the banks that have stayed open have not been lending to anybody, not really even internationally, largely because they have been capital constrained and are now very cautious about the loans that they're making. But getting the banks lending is only one part of the problem. The Obama administration has probably compounded the problem by passing this massive deficit spending economic stimulus package, the deficit spending $410 billion omnibus funding bill, which continued the government in operation, and this budget, which is now before Congress, of about a $3.7 trillion budget, the largest ever in federal history. And it appears the U.S. Treasury is going to have to go out and raise about $2.5 trillion in Treasury debt in order to cover the Obama projected deficit this year and another $4 trillion in 2010. So the Obama administration appears set to increase the federal debt by 65% in the first 2 years of the Obama administration being in office, which is unprecedented and almost hard to comprehend. It's so massive an increase in the federal deficit and debt. So these are problems that will also slow down the economy. Instead of cutting taxes, which have been a proven way since John Kennedy was president to reduce to stimulate the economy, President Obama has launched a massive social welfare program, which will only make it more difficult for the economy to recover, because to fund the social welfare program, we've got to take on massive debt. China has to basically debt finance the social welfare and government expansion at an unprecedented level that President Obama has planned and Congress has approved.
Well, certainly I think we're in terrible, terrible straits today. And I think for our listeners out there, you mentioned increasing the debt 65%. Basically, you're talking about that portion of the debt that is publicly owned, privately owned, not that the public, because a lot of the debt is, I think, what, $4 or $5 trillion is Social Security, Medicare debt, which they theoretically say will be owned to ourselves. The rest of it is this debt that is sold either to individuals or to foreign countries, and certainly we find China now. I don't know how much of our debt they own, somewhere around $650 billion to $1 trillion, and they're really beginning to get very worried. They apparently over the weekend, why the Chinese premier was talking about, you know, wanting the guarantee of the stability of our currency, because they're smart enough to understand that when you have this massive debt, pretty soon you begin moving towards hyperinflation, the destruction of the value of the currency, like they have in Zimbabwe today, or like they did in Weimar Republic in Germany. And the Chinese don't want to end up, we know, with barrelfuls of wheelbarrows fulls of American dollars. They won't buy anything. So I think that, you know, as other countries begin to worry about the stability of our currency, I think the Americans ought to be worried about it too. You can't keep creating money out of nothing indefinitely.
Well, once a year, the government does a gap accounting of the federal treasury deficit. It's done by the Treasury. Gap accounting is generally accepted accounting practices, and gap accounting demands you take into account today the net present value of the future obligations you're creating. So when we look at the Treasury from the point of view of today's incurring future Social Security or Medicare obligations, not on a cash basis but on a gap basis, the deficit, instead of being in the range of last year $500 billion, is probably more like $3 or $4 trillion in debt, in deficit. And then the negative net worth of the United States is now exceeding $65 trillion in terms of the obligations of Social Security and Medicare that we have now obligated ourselves to pay in the future. And that's more than the entire gross domestic product of the world. So these numbers are just hugely in deficit, and what it means is there's no way the federal government could ever pay future Social Security or Medicare benefits. At some point, those systems are simply bankrupt. And you're right, Dr. Stan, China will not indefinitely print money to buy U.S. Government debt. Right now, China has about $2 trillion in foreign exchange reserves because of their balance of trade. They export far more. China makes the cheap goods for the jobs that we've outsourced in any number of areas of manufacturing. We're inundated with cheap Chinese goods in the United States markets today. Going to Walmart, it's hard to buy something that isn't made in some foreign country by cheap slave or near slave labor. And the Chinese will have a limited appetite at some point for U.S. dollar debt. When that happens, the Treasury has actually formed a plan with Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve will buy Treasury debt. But that can't last indefinitely. At some point or other, this entire debt structure of the United States is a house of cards that cannot be maintained in any possible way, especially not with the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is a private bank, and Federal Reserve demands that we sell debt in order to create money. The alternative would be simply for the Treasury to print the money. But again, the limit there would be hyperinflation. If the Treasury simply printed the money, we much more quickly go into a worthless dollar, completely fiat currency. It has no gold backing or silver backing or any other backing except for the full faith and credit of the United States. And the Chinese rightfully are saying, what additional guarantees do we have? I mean, what are our claim on hard assets if the United States defaults on this debt or monetizes the debt by devaluing the currency? So China's holding right now close to $1 trillion in U.S. Treasury debt and other government securities like Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac issued debt. And the Chinese are concerned that they're going to be losing that $1 trillion or some significant portion of it should the United States not even default, just the dollar devalue. And so this is where the administration's in a real bind. Lawrence Summer, who is one of the chief economic advisors, is trying, he's really the architect of the strong dollar policy. He's trying to keep the dollar strong, but it's a tremendous push to keep the dollar strong when we have to borrow so much money. The only reason the dollar is staying strong is because the euro is probably under as much, if not more, distress right now, given losses in Europe and losses in Eastern Europe to the European Union banks. So the entire banking system right now is in tremendous crisis. And there is no way, with fiat currencies stretched the way they are and deficit spending being projected by the United States in these massive amounts, there's no way that the currencies can sustain their value. This is why the approaching G20 meeting is so important. The world is facing a crisis, and the International Monetary Fund is probably going to try to position itself at the center of trying to solve the crisis. The International Monetary Fund is positioned to become the world's central bank, along with the World Bank, in a new currency that would be issued and is increasingly being talked about worldwide, a one-world currency. I've argued for a long time that this entire crisis, the only solution to it is going to be to go to regional and ultimately a one-world crisis, and clearly the globalists intend to manage this crisis and manipulate it to that end.
Well, my feeling is that they've created this crisis so they will have an opportunity to restructure the world politically, economically, and of course is a stepping stone towards their world government. In fact, as I look and see what's going on, everybody talks about, oh my goodness, if we can just get the housing situation straightened out, but they're not really trying to do anything. They're talking a good game. They're certainly giving the American people the idea that they're trying to stop the home foreclosures, but they've had the money. Henry Paulson got it last October, 6 months ago, and last month we had a 650, let's see, what, like about 280,000, home foreclosures. So either they're not trying to stop the home foreclosures, or they're doing an awfully poor job of it. But if they really were to stop this whole thing, how would they be able to then move us towards this world government, which is seems to be the driving force behind the mentality of our leaders? I don't know. I'm sure you saw that article in the International Herald Tribune by Henry Kissinger. I think it was the 12th of January of this year. Where he talked about, you know, a chance for a new world order, and how this international crisis was a real opportunity to have this new world order. And if we didn't have this new international order, there was going to be chaos all throughout the world.
Well, clearly, whether or not the globalists caused the crisis, they're certainly ready to take advantage of it. You've had Rahm Emanuel and Hillary Clinton now say, don't let any good crisis go to waste. Henry Kissinger did write that article about a new world order. Klaus Schwab, who's the head of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, said the same thing. He called this world economic downturn a transitional crisis, and Schwab called for greater international governance over the world economy, which I think is the direction the globalists are moving in. Supergovernmental, you know, United Nations, World Bank, International Monetary Fund type structures running the world economy over the U.S. government and dictating world policy economically to the United States government and the other governments of the world. The problem with the housing issue is that housing went in this bubble to double in value by 2006. So until those bubble values are worked out, until housing reduces by about 50% in value, you're not going to have a stabilization of the housing market. Housing prices have got to come down more across the country before the market is a normal free market, where the free market would establish housing values independent of all this low-interest capital and subprime deals being thrown at the market with securitization that caused the bubble. You've got the problem when you come in with housing restabilization or housing mortgage modification programs, is you can rewrite the mortgage for a lot of people in or approaching foreclosure, and you create a couple problems. One, it appears unfair to everybody who is paying their mortgage. You get a tremendous backlash, which is certainly understandable from people who are legitimately paying mortgages and struggling to do so. And secondly, 60% of the mortgages that you modify are going to be in foreclosure again because the people don't have jobs.
Amen to that. And we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Jerome Corsi. We'll welcome your calls, 970-689-8255.
Parents, remind your young adults during spring graduation and prom season, the pressure and excitement becomes much greater and the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increase. This year, practice moderation and common sense, especially behind the wheel and on our roads and highways. Remember, the life you save may be your own. A strong and safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This message was brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises Incorporated, where they realize our children are our future and the future is worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling. Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. If you have a question, for Dr. Corsi. And, Dr. Corsi, do you want to tell our listeners about your website? I understand you have a private newsletter now, Red Alert. Why don't you tell them about that, how they can subscribe if they're interested?
I'm a senior staff reporter with WorldNet Daily, and the economics newsletter is available at Red Alert, called Red Alert. WND for WorldNet Daily, redalert.wnd.com. And to see the newsletter, you have to go through the redalert.wnd. You have to enter all that, .com. And it's also being featured on the homepage of WorldNet Daily throughout the week. And the late, great USA, best-selling book I wrote on the coming merger with Mexico and Canada, I published that in 2007. It's now in paperback. It's available on Amazon.com and for about $10. We've got the price reduced, The Late Great USA. And it'll be the basis for the book I'm writing now, the new book, which will be out in October, called America for Sale. And I'm in the process of writing that right now.
All right. Well, there's just so many things happening. And do you think that they're going to put the NAFTA, the North American Union, on hold, at least for the time being? Somebody was saying the other day that they'd stopped the Mexican trucks coming into the United States. It looks like Obama, at least, is going to make some superficial appearance of cutting back on the North American Union until we can get the economy back working again. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's just public relations. The Congress had in the omnibus funding bill, Senator Dorgan, a Democrat from North Dakota, and Peter DeFazio from Oregon had been pushing to stop the Mexican trucking demonstration project. And, in fact, the omnibus funding bill has provisions in it that does stop the Mexican trucking demonstration project. But then I reported at the end of last week in WorldNet Daily that as soon as President Obama signed the omnibus funding bill, the next day he gave instructions to the U.S. Trade Representative to find another way to get new legislation to let the Mexican trucks back in. So it was a complete reversal. Obama, as I've argued for a long time, is a Saul Alinsky-trained politician. Saul Alinsky's radical. The only purpose was redistribution of income. And President Obama he's a true Saul Alinsky politician. Saul Alinsky said, cut your hair to the radicals in the 60s, run for office. The ends justify the means. Say whatever the people need to hear in order to win office, and when you get into power, do what your agenda was to begin with, redistribute wealth. President Obama is going to be the same globalist as George W. Bush. Last week, Debbie Meslow, who's a spokesperson for the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, told the Associated Press that President Obama's asked the U.S. Trade Representative's office to work with Congress, the Department of Transportation, and the Mexican government to come up with new legislation that would create a new trucking project to let Mexican trucks in the United States. And this is a complete slap in the face to anybody who believed anything Obama said, certainly to the Teamsters and to organized labor, because Obama now has completely set back this whole idea that he was going to renegotiate NAFTA. Those who supported Obama, in part on his promise to reorganize NAFTA to preserve U.S. jobs, have to begin to realize Obama lied to them and was hypocritically, always evidently, determined, just as George W. Bush, to keep the border open. And the Mexican government put pressure on the Obama administration to reinstate approval for Mexican trucks to operate throughout the United States. And the Obama administration responded immediately and in tune and ordered the U.S. Trade Representative to reverse this, taking the funds away that occurred in the omnibus funding bill.
And, you know, the difficulty is that I'm sure the average American who voted for Barack Obama, first of all, they couldn't stand Bush, which was quite understandable, and they looked upon McCain as simply an extension of Bush, of which he was. But, of course, they couldn't understand we really didn't have a choice. I mean, Obama said he was in pro-gun, you know, he was not going to take away our guns. We know he's going to try. He says he's in favor of our privacy. That's why he's going to put our health records, our personal health records, up on the Internet so anybody can see them. You know, any government agency will have access to your most intimate and personal, secrets, the things that you would only tell your doctor, in the privacy of his office, and the doctors are going to be forced to put that onto the Internet. How can you have privacy? Well, of course, if you say one thing and do another, everybody ends up being confused. So, I mean, I see only terrible, terrible things resulting from the Obama presidency, but I'm not sure that it would have been that much better with John McCain. I don't think they give us a pretty real choice, but we have the choice between two candidates. They pick both of them, and both of them are globalists heading in exactly the same direction. Well, where do you think we're going with the economic downturn? Certainly, Ben Bernanke said why it could end later this year if we could just free up the financial markets. But my gut feeling is, and I could be mistaken, but my gut feeling is that the large banks, and I'm talking about the mega banks in Washington on Wall Street, really don't want to solve the problem at the present time. I think they're working hand in concert with the internationalists to bring about this one world government. What are your thoughts on that subject?
Well, certainly we're going to have a bit of an increase in the stock market for a time here. It's a bear rally, and it's being funded by trillions of dollars in Federal Reserve manipulation of the Dow through the repo agreements. I'll be writing about that in WorldNet Daily this week. I want to return clearly to the themes of Obama being a globalist. The Obama campaign that he was going to make sure that NAFTA was renegotiated. And if you recall, Dr. Sandis, Austin Goolsbee, who was the advisor, economic advisor, professor, the Obama campaign, went off to Canada and wink-wink said to Canada during the campaign, don't worry about what candidate Obama is saying about renegotiating NAFTA. He just wants to get votes in Michigan and Ohio. So when that came out, Austin Goolsbee was fired from the campaign very publicly because it contradicted the message, the lie that Obama wanted to tell at the time. Now Austin Goolsbee is back in the White House. He is rehired by Paul Volcker in the task force that is advising Obama on economics. So that shows you that Goolsbee was, in fact, on message and doing what Obama wanted. Obama just didn't want to get caught going to Canada and saying, wink, wink, don't listen to us. We're just trying to lie to get votes to reassure voters we're going to renegotiate NAFTA. We have no intention of renegotiating NAFTA.
And I think it's so important people understand politicians lie. You can tell when a politician lies because his lips are moving. Politicians say what you want to hear. And until we get principled people who will not lie in office, why, there is little hope for the survival of the United States as a free nation. We have somebody calling in. Who's calling in? Do we have somebody calling in? Well, maybe we've lost them. Anyway, if we can perhaps do a call back when we get back right after this break here at the American Future Network.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpacha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th, so call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Hag Sameach.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood, nutritional peace of mind, proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and we were talking really about what is happening as far as the finances are concerned. And, of course, Dr. Corsi says he thinks we're in a bear rally, which I agree, and I believe that the stock market is manipulated. I believe the government's pouring a tremendous amount of money into it to give us the impression things are better, whereas if you look at the unemployment figures, why things are worse. If you look at the number of foreclosures, I mean, last month, 270,000 foreclosures. I mean, we're talking about people being forced out of their homes. And, of course, the point that Dr. Corsi made, you know, you can renegotiate these loans all you want, but you renegotiate the loan, and then the fellow loses his job, he can't make the payments, and it's right back in foreclosure again. So, right now, despite Ben Bernanke going on to 60 Minutes, trying to convince us everything is in good hands, I'm very, very seriously concerned that we've got a long way to go before this is over, and the depression, the recession or depression, call it what you will, has a lot further to go. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, certainly the fundamentals of the economy remain very weak. The international crisis now is deepening. China has lost 20 million jobs. China has to have an economic stimulus of its own at this point. And I think the next major crisis is going to come when the federal government goes out and tries to raise $2.5 trillion to finance the Obama deficits. We're nowhere near the bottom yet of the foreclosures occurring in the housing market. Housing prices have a lot more to come down. And people should not be fooled by the stock market gaining a little bit here. A bear rally is often just a slight gain that precedes another fall. I think the true value of the stock market, I've said, is going to bottom about 6,000. We were at 6,500. I still think the valuations in the stock market are going to be at that level. There's an attempt by the Fed to boost it up and make everything look better. There's an attempt by the Obama administration now to talk up the economy. But the Obama administration is going to come under increasing pressure for these bailouts, which are hugely unpopular among the American public, and this massive welfare spending and increasing in taxes that is going to come along with the deficits being so huge and the deficit spending being so huge. So I think it's a rocky time yet for the economy and the average American.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I think it's got a long ways further to go before. In fact, I'm not certain that when we come out of this, the America that we've known before is going to exist, because I think that the whole move is to bring in new international controls on finance, on economy, and with progressive loss of sovereignty. I believe that whether you want to believe that the internationalists caused the problem, I believe they're going to utilize the problem to transform the world. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, certainly, I think that's the whole next book I'm going to write, America for Sale, is about that with the economy will stabilize, and as it does, there'll be more international control, more international governance of the international economy, and China and the oil-producing states will demand not just the full faith and credit of the United States, but the ability to buy U.S. assets, including infrastructure, at very cheap prices in order to continue sustaining the U.S. deficits. If Saudi Arabia and Dubai and China are going to continue buying U.S. debt, then they're going to demand more in return than just the full faith and credit of the United States. They're going to start demanding the ability to buy, to take the dollar holdings they have and to begin buying assets at values that will sustain, or it guarantees that their investments will not be lost. So we're headed for an internationalization of the economy that's now occurred, to be followed by an internationalization of the world governance system to manage the economy, and a selling of the America will be a logical consequence of that evolution.
Well, my concern is the living standards of the American people are going to progressively decline, partly because of the planned effort to bring in cheap labor from other countries, partly because of the planned effort to ship our manufacturing and industrial potential overseas, and there's very little we can produce here that they can't produce in other countries, and I believe the Chinese are planning on going into a major aircraft to replace Boeing as one of the world leaders, in aircraft. There's no reason that the Chinese, with their cheap labor, can't get the various products from Caterpillar and reproduce those. I mean, certainly everything is being done to encourage our industries to either move overseas or be replaced by foreign industries. And as long as we have no tariffs that encourage people to keep their manufacturing here, we're going to see the progressive loss of jobs with a lowering of
American... If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try it.
Hello?
I'm here, Dr. Sanders.
Okay.
It was your caller that dropped off.
Okay, fine. Well, I just see that the progressive loss, lowering of income standards. What are your thoughts?
Well, certainly. I mean, the socialists of the Obama nature who are pushing this income redistribution see wealth as zero-sum game. In other words, it's a typical communist idea that the wealthy exploit the poor, which is why the wealthy have money. And from the right, the David Rockefeller Council on Foreign Relations have wanted the exploitation of labor because they want to maximize profits of their multinational corporations. The truth is that you could expand wealth worldwide the same way we did since the end of World War II, but it would take the conscious building of a worldwide middle class. You'd have to pay people for their labor instead of just producing cheap knockoff goods for the United States economy. China could make serious investments in developing their own country. Roads, infrastructure, energy, atomic power, building a middle class. Yet politically, China does not necessarily want a strong middle class. China is still a communist country. You can't even own a Bible in China, let alone internet, some subject the Chinese government doesn't want discussed. So none of these countries that we're dealing with internationally have true free economies, and increasingly we're going to go into a managed economy under President Obama, which is going to limit economic freedom and free enterprise in the United States.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. We're out of time, Jerome. Thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment here, American Freedom Network.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Not just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland takes this time to remind all drivers to drive carefully and cautiously. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because a child's life often does. When you take to the road, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Remember, drivers don't drink and drive. Let's keep our children safe from harm. That's from Terry Madigan and her fine family and staff at Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and hope you enjoy our conversation with Dr. Corsi. I always do. Too, if you have not. If you'd like to understand what's really going on, we have an excellent talk called The Financial Tsunami. It's a DVD, and we suggest you get this syllabus along with it. It'll give you the background of what's going on financially. It was a talk we gave about 3 years ago. Nothing has changed. Our pamphlet on the history of money, on the financial meltdown, they're little inexpensive pamphlets, but they give you a tremendous amount of information taken from our previous newsletters. Then, of course, we carry the book, The Money Creators, written back in 1935, going to the background of the Federal Reserve System, a privately owned central bank established by people dedicated to the destruction of America and bringing in the one world government. The Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin, still the classic on the what's going on today. The books of the Federal Reserve Conspiracy and Fiat Money Inflation in France, all very important to your understanding of what's going on. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then we do hope, of course, that if you are in a position to help, that you'd consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. That's how we have our basis of support and maintain these over 60 outlets we have every single week, bringing people the information they're not going to get elsewhere. Because we're involved truly in a spiritual battle being played on a political, financial, cultural, ideological battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle, and there really are powerful spiritual forces at work. Their goal, a one-world government, a one-world currency, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity. And that is why they took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. If you have not yet seen the DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, you need to see it. It'll take you into the background of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president who appointed the Supreme Court justices who took God in prayer out of our schools. It didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. Why? Because of intense hatred of Christianity. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. And so until tomorrow at the same time. Dr. Stan, may the Lord be with you.
Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.